Chan, what's your reaction when you take a look at the standings, not only in the division, but the entire conference?
It looks like the NFL has achieved what they set out to do. You hope there's parity, and people have to fight their way to the top, and that's what you try to do. And it looks like it's worked out.
It's as if a team doesn't need extra motivation, but when you go through a little bit of a slump like you did for a couple of weeks to still be in it like that, what does that do for motivation or for perspective?
Well, I think it's too early in the year to get bent out of shape about it. I mean, it's you can't fall too far behind, as we all know. But at the same time, when you're sitting there even, it does. It helps, and you know that you're in charge of your own destiny. When you can be in charge of your own destiny, that's all you can ask for in this business.
Ken, why do you, I'm sorry if this was asked a second ago, why do you think that your team struggled so much against the run? Why have you been unable to stop teams?
You know, I don't think it's been – I think we had two games that it was bad. I think New England and San Francisco, we didn't play the run well. Last week, we had the quarterback rush for, you know, 66 and a fake punt for 25. So I think those have been the statistics skewers. You know, we held the rest of those guys to under 120 yards. The tailback position got 90. So I don't think it's as big an issue. I mean, it was for 2 weeks. Don't get me wrong, it was, but I think we got a little bit of it back. And before that, it hadn't been that bad of an issue.
Coach, is the picture any clearer on Urbick and Spencer?
No, they're going to be out there and do something today, but we still have to see how they do, how they recover for tomorrow, all of that. So it's not any clearer, but at least they'll be out there doing something today.
What kind of progress has Cordy Glenn made?
Okay. We won't have him this week, but we think we got a real good chance for Houston.
How do you envision Ron Brooks moving forward the next couple of weeks, and how are you going to rotate him into practice?
Well, he'll do most of the scout team stuff right now just to get him back in some kind of playing shape. It's just like Sean. Sean will take a lot of the scout team stuff just to get him back to play in playing shape. You know, he probably is a lot further along, obviously, than Ron would be, because he's a veteran player. But you know, we got to work those two guys just back into playing shape.
Can a guy work out on the scout team all week and be? I mean, would you foresee him being active?
Well, he'll take reps. Don't get me wrong. He'll take reps with the regular defense. It's not like he's just going to be there. Yeah.
Would you anticipate him being active for Sunday's game?
Probably, but don't make me 100% on that.
Chan, I was going to kind of ask that. So you mentioned he's a veteran player. I mean, to come back in to sign him the way you guys did, because of that experience, you think that gives him the edge?
Oh, yeah.
Being ready to play Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. As long as he's in playing shape and everything goes well this week and he gets back into the flow of things, like I said, he probably is going to be right there on Sunday afternoon giving us some help.
Chris Johnson, a guy who a lot of people look at the stats and think he's not that good maybe anymore, but what are your thoughts on him?
He scares you. Every time he touches the ball, he scares you. You can still see that electric speed and electric quickness that he has. Yes, he hadn't made as many yards and the statistics are down, but I'm telling you, defensive coaches hold their breath every time he touches it.
Can you talk a little bit about, address the passing game? You know, statistically, you're down, yards per attempt is down. What are you seeing are some of the difficulties with getting the ball down the field in bigger chunks?
Well, first of all, we haven't set up a ton of things to do that. We've been more in ball control type throwing, picking and choosing times to maybe throw it down the field. So we haven't set it up. So some of that is design. We are running the ball better this year. In my opinion, we're running it for more yards. We're running it better. So we haven't had to rely on the pass as much. So I think as we start to, you know, get balance back into our offense, we're going to take some shots. We have to. You have to keep the defense honest. But we got to hit the shots when we take them, too. Right now, we hadn't hit as many as we did last year, and that's hurting us. So it's all that goes together. You got to take the shots, you got to hit them, and then when you hit them, it gives you confidence to throw some more. So we'll work back into that as time goes on, but as of late, we've been more ball control, hit the guys, let them run for it rather than throwing the ball down the field.
Struggling theory is, too, and it could be totally false, but teams are squatting on your short stuff, daring you to beat them deep, and you haven't proven you can do it, so they're going to keep doing this.
And that may be the case, and as time goes on, we got to prove we can throw it deep and make plays deep. If we don't, they'll continue to do that. And I see that they will squat at times on us. We see that. And we know we got to take advantage of it when they do that, and we haven't done it yet.
Jim, within all of that, there's the issue of Ryan and his accuracy at this point. Where do you think that stands from where you sit?
It's not a lot different than it was last year. I don't see it being a lot different. We hit some passes last year early. People were playing us a little bit different last year than they're playing us this year. It's a totally different animal this year than it was last year in some respects, but I don't see him being a lot different than he was last year. We just haven't thrown the ball down the field, taken as many chances this year. We're not having to.
Jan, Aaron has struggled, and we all have seen the struggles. Leo got some time back on defense last week. Do you anticipate that until Aaron can get it figured out, he may have to and Terrence too, it might be a three-man rotation over there?
Right now, Terrence is he's not going to practice today, but he'll be out there, tomorrow. Terrence is the guy. He and Aaron have kind of shared that duty out there. And as time goes on, we'll just see how that unfolds. And then if it doesn't work, then we'll look at who's next up. It could be Leo. It could be Justin. I don't know who it'll be.
Aaron's problems, you're just seeing him. He seems to be there enough of the time, and it's just not making plays in the ball. He's been beat a couple times, too, but what are you seeing with him?
Well, it's just like anything else. It's just like any other position on the field. Once you do a couple of things, then you gain confidence in it, and he just needs to keep playing and keep getting confidence in himself. He's got ability. We all have seen that, and I think he's going to be just fine. That's not one of the biggest problems that we have. If it becomes a bigger problem, then we got to make an adjustment.
Coach, the Titans have had a couple of pretty ugly games earlier in the season. They tightened things up last week against Pittsburgh. Where, in watching their film, do you think they may have made some improvements of late?
Well, they're not giving up the deep ball. They gave up one against Pittsburgh, and then they kind of shut that down. They're playing good run defense. The quarterback is managing the game extremely well for them right now. His first game was 2 weeks ago when they went to Minnesota, I think, and played so poorly. And then last week they played a lot better. It was his second game. And, he needs time with that crew. And you could tell that he was rusty and they were not on the same page in that first game.
Did you sense any changes in their offensive play calling?
Don't have as many boots and nakeds and rollouts and things like that. That's Locker's deal. And Houseback stays in the pocket. That's what he does.
Coach, you talked a little bit about the team's maybe lack of confidence and things you wanted to get back after some of those tough losses. Did you sense anything different about being around the guys coming back the last couple of days?
I have not sensed anything different. And to be honest with you, I don't want to. I want them to still be hungry. I still want them to be mad. We need to have the mindset that we have to go out and have something to prove every week. Just because you won one ball game and got back to 500, that's nothing. We're nowhere right now. We got a lot of work ahead of us.
Coach, kind of a looking ahead question. A lot's been made about Tarveras not getting enough snaps to really be able to challenge for that number two job. Might next week be the week where he really gets some time out there since it's a bye week?
Yeah, in our one practice that we get because of the new CBA, they get 4 days off, so we get one practice next week. And so like I said, it's hard during the season to get somebody acclimated to the whole thing.
Jan, given the way he's lost three games, you kind of rub your eyes and say, tie the first one. I mean, it seems kind of amazing that the way you played in those three losses, you're thinking.
And to be honest with you, it was all the second half of those three losses, too. We've had three bad halves of football. Bad halves of football. and you can't do that and not be a very good team. So I think if we can eliminate our bad times, we'll be all right. But right now we've got to get the mindset that we can't have those letdowns like we had in those three games.